Kevin, you and I talked quite a bit today about this game coming in, and this is almost exactly the kind of game I figured this was going to be.
Well, you know, it was a game I thought our guys played very hard in, and for the most part, we did a good job of executing offense. When you look down and you shoot 59% for the game, you've done something right, and we worked hard on offensive execution. We did a terrific job in the first half of rebounding. Second half, not as good. And I thought that we did a decent job of taking care of the ball, but I thought we got a little careless in the second half at times. But overall, I was pleased. I thought the way we attacked their matchup really caused them problems. And especially at the beginning of the game, they kept losing guys, and we kept getting open shots. And then they kind of came out of it and started playing man. And at that point, they can't guard AJ, and we're going to get to the foul line a lot. So we did what we had to do against their zone, forced them to play man. Then they pressed us, and we were getting stuff at the end of their press. Again, we turned it over a couple times, but we, for the most part, did a much better job of offensive execution tonight.
I don't think it's a big surprise, or is it? You know, you get in a game where it's 20 down the last few minutes, things are going to get a little sloppy in a game. It's kind of hard to keep your concentration in a game like that.
It is, but we can't afford not to concentrate. We can't afford to lose our concentration because that's a habit that gets built, and if you tolerate it and condone it, then it'll be a part of who you are.
Yeah.
And I know my coaches get upset with me because I get just as frustrated with a turnover with a minute and a half to play as I do with one, you know, with
the
15.
First minute
yeah,
and
exactly.
Half.
And you just can't let up. You can't let up. You have to keep focus. You have to maintain your concentration, and you have to try to play the game the right way as often as possible.
We'll have more with Coach Stallings right after this. Vanderbilt a winner 78-55 over Alabama A&M as we continue with Coach Kevin Stallings. Kevin, talk about a couple of the guys individually. I know you've got to be pleased. You see Jermaine's line tonight, 14 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 of 5 from the field. You know, when he gives you offense, that's a big bonus, isn't it?
Well, Jermaine played well tonight. He has no turnover, or he had 2 turnovers, but he stole the ball 3 times, and he gets 14 points on 5 shots. I mean, that's an incredible, you know, points per shot. But the big thing, the game turned around, not turned around, but the game, we won the game at the end of the first half when he turned up the pressure, got a couple of steals, and he was really, really good tonight, and I was happy for him. He hasn't been playing as well lately, and he knew it, and I know it means it's very important to him, and he played extremely well tonight.
You could see him down that stretch sort of almost setting up guys. He was gauging when he was going to go for those steals. You could tell he was going to do it.
Yeah, he had a beat on those guys, and he took advantage of them, which was nice. But again, he did a good job of getting us in offense. He did a good job of making his shots. He just played, you know, he played very, very well tonight.
Jeffrey, 8 of 9 from the field. Now, he had some high percentage looks mixed into that.
Well, he did, and the only shot he missed was a 3 he took,
right,
And the good thing about Jeff is he's going to make jump shots. I mean, he's going to make jump shots and makes them in practice. It's just a matter of time before he starts making them in the game. But he had a good game. He's a talented young man, and we got to keep him going and keep opening the court to him, because when he gets it in the open court, he's hard to defend.
You know, first shot tonight was Brad's 3-pointer that he hit right out of the gate, and it's almost like that kind of gets you off and running when you knock that first one down.
Well, it did, and the thing that I liked about it was we executed the offense perfectly, and he just ended up wide open, and we got it to him, and it was, you know, very pleasing. And at that started, you know, their indecisiveness on how to get matched up, and we were cutting hard and moving where we needed to move, and it really bothered them. So I was very pleased, because we've struggled at times against defenses like that. And tonight we were very aggressive against it, and that was good.
It's always fun to see the guys at the end of the game get in. You know, the walk-ons that don't get a lot of attention, the crowd gets into it, and the guys are on the court and say, "Okay, we got to try to find a way for those guys to get into the scorebook somehow."
Well, it was nice to see, and Joe made a tremendous basket and could have had another one. He was running so fast he couldn't get himself slowed down, but Elliot, you know, made one of his free throws, and so. It was those guys went in and gave us a good effort. They give good effort in practice, and you expect them to give good effort when they're in a game.
Finally, you've got a little stretch here now. I mean, I know exams are going on, but you don't play again until Tuesday.
Well, We got to give them a little time off here so they can get going in exams. But we've got to really take advantage of this practice time. Hopefully, this is an opportunity for us to get better. We need to get better. We've got to continue getting better. But I thought we finally showed some signs of having had some practice time, mm-hmm. and it benefited us tonight. So hopefully, when next Tuesday comes, we'll benefit even more.
All right, Kevin. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
We'll have more after this.